Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Wednesday night, and we didn't really get a chance to finish part one of Dead Niggas, Ebola, CDC, Atlanta, Georgia. But we done changed it up this time. We done said, we done added a few things. We got Ebola still, and then we have police brutality, plus high unemployment still equals Dead Niggas, part two. Get ready for this, y'all. Let the music hit you. Behind this talk, because I think some of y'all are doing action out there. Let me get a few of my things situated here. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to OE Dry Bones. And tonight, we have another episode that we could not finish. But I want to thank everybody who's been listening. We have not been on the air y'all long, everybody, but y'all are helping the numbers grow, meaning that people listening create dialogue may create solutions. We added from last week's show, tonight we will not, but we got some backup plans situated. Let me make sure I got one of my backup plans in the house. Get him in here now. Brother Montu, you out there?
Yeah, I'm out there, brother.
Okay, good. Stay with me. All right, stay with me. Okay, so we're starting this. We're getting everything in order, everybody, tonight. Before we get started, I thank everybody in the communities that have been listening from all the way up the states, California, thank you, Texas, Georgia, and New York, Florida, my state that I'm residing in. Let me tell you, everybody, there is a serious war going on in there, and I never thought I would say this, but it is very covert, very sinister, so sly that the eye may not be able to even see it, crafty in all its ways. But tonight we're going to change it up to part two. We're going to put Ebola plus police shootings plus high unemployment still equals dead niggas, part two. Before we get into things, I want to make sure I give the shout-outs tonight to my sister up in Tampa, Sister Yapo. She is having an event. I think it's going to be a big event up in Tampa. The Marcus Garvey Festival starts this weekend. You can call her for more information at 813-843-4717. She is the coordinator of this event. Get in touch with her. I think they have all kinds of bands and so forth. She can give you more information. But it is the Marcus Garvey Festival in Tampa this weekend. And I want everybody up there, let's make Marcus proud. See, Marcus was very intellectual. Marcus was very astute. Marcus had streetwise sense. But Marcus also had to be aware that our people have to quit stabbing themselves. So when we get into that Marcus Garvey event, I'm going to throw a little tidbit out there. Marcus Garvey did not and could not do all he could have done without forces within to stop such a situation that would have been probably utopic if we could have figured out a way to create commercial trade with the motherland. But more of that later on. So that's right, this Saturday, going to be a good event, music, and so forth. That is in Tampa, Florida, where the sun is always shining, y'all. Get yourself from around in the areas, surrounding areas, and go check it out. All right, and also we got a special guest that's going to drop by for a few. I'm going to bring him in at the bottom of the hour. That's Reverend Pinckney. His case is going very strange. It actually went through. You do not have to have evidence, everybody. This is in Benton Harbor, Michigan, near Detroit, where they are done a hostile takeover of a state by using the UN takeover of sovereign territories called Agenda 21. That's what they're battling up there in Michigan. Too bad we can't get L over there to fight the real battles because, like I said before, police shootings are going to be talked about tonight, and we got statistics, y'all. We're going to name some of the 10 top most violators of police brutality in this country. And we got the 10. Anybody wants factual research, facts, go to the Pew Institute and just search some of the statistics. And then you go in now. You got a table. You got a marker. You got a foundation. Go look at these statistics and you'll find out sometimes we overreacting. Do you know the Koreans probably shot just as many of us in certain other states? Do you know that the Arabs have also shot and killed us? But somehow, police is being the main one because of agenda we'll talk about later on when we get to Reverend Pinckney. And I think we're going to have my brother Ray Fauntleroy coming on here tonight also. Ray, if you're out there, I'm looking for your number. He's going to talk about, in conjunction with that, the fluoride that makes people believe that there's nothing wrong. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something, how wild this is. I always talk to people, young people, everybody. I'm in a prominent store, but I won't name it because, you know, we're on the air. But that store is very well known around here. And I asked one of the gentlemen, he's seen the toothpaste that I had, and I will plug the toothpaste called Tom's. They don't use fluoride in the toothpaste. So he was looking at it saying, oh, no fluoride. I said, yeah, man, you know, fluoride is dangerous for you. Some rat poison and all kind of, you know, things. So I said, check it out. Don't listen to me. And I said, also, he said, you know, I said, you know, the Nazis brought it over here with their scientists. He said, what? He said, man, I've seen something like that on the History Channel. Now, here it is. We're letting the History Channel teach them things without giving them the other part. These kids are hungry for knowledge. I told him I gave him a card. He said he'll call back, and hopefully he'll be on, be able to get on the website, www.drybonesconnection.com, because they're hungry for some knowledge. But ain't no knowledge given to them because we showing them a whole different illusion. We taught a good game, but we playing short of staff. We definitely are not making much sense in our struggle for freedom. We ain't making much sense, y'all. I'm going to tell you why, and the statistics will show you. Do you know that we patronize more stores that show us that we ain't crap? Just do your statistics. The stores that we statistically have went to and patronized treat us like dirt. They're not even white stores. So, see, that takes that percentage down on white people being the so-called culprit. See, that culprit of white is being played by the NAACP because they created the white and black game. So they have to create a white and black agenda. But the agenda is still that you're being taken out by all other groups as well. If you think that white folks are the only ones shooting at you, you are delusional. Because most of the stores in the black neighborhood are outside of being controlled by whites. They're mainly foreigners from Islamic countries. I don't see how anybody can't see that. Just go to the stores and do your tests. Go in your neighborhood, count the amount of stores, and if they're more Islamically, fundamentally over in that region, then you have to say, who the hell is treating us the worst? I think we're confused. Police shootings are going on historically, but when you got hand-picked select shootings, when you just killed 45 in Chicago the other night, 45 get shot on the weekend in Chicago, but we're going to pick this one because, you know, it has, I'm not saying anything negative toward the family. My condolences go out to the family because no one wants to be killed. But I'm just saying how the media, y'all got to watch the media, y'all, how they playing this. You know, they get us incited when we have killings like on a regular, basically being killed innocent people by those who shooting guns who can't shoot. Did you know that's a higher statistic than what we're talking about tonight? The killing of us on us is a higher percentage than that of the other groups that the police kill us. I mean, the police been killing us since we've been on because police is a serious word. I don't even want to get into that yet, but the word police is serious. The fact that they call this is a serious thing, but the fact remains they're still here. And my point tonight is, why are we going to see more dead niggas? Because most of these people who are my people have not considered some things we're going to talk about tonight. Now, before we get started, let me make sure I get everything covered. Give a shout out, my last shout out to Candidate Cates. Hope she is preparing for her debate that will be coming up. All those of you who are in the political game, we need you to understand your allegiance must be to those who put you in. Your allegiance is for those who put you in. If you have to take another crafty counsel on the side that does not facilitate those who put you in, then you are not worthy of that seat, and that is what's going on today. These people have taken crafty counsel against our people. That the name, so-called Israel, should not be spoken. Well, the name Israel is Isis Ra Elohim, and the reason why it's not spoken, that's why nobody knows what the Mayat is, because I have people asking me, what is the Mayat who's been on the radio show? And I'm saying, man, I've been saying it, no one actually is, I won't say comprehended, but maybe not listening. This is a royal priesthood of the dynastic period that is in effect today, because all principle law, regardless of who you talk to, of all the L's, the Bays, the Days, no, this comes out of the netter. And because the date is way beyond that which we're talking about today, I got to bring it to the truth. Justice, time, balance, reciprocity, order, and righteousness. Luckily, the universe is in these principles. Otherwise, we'd be tossed off by now. But the earth is coming into position, and the planets are coming in position where they're going to cleanse us without us. They're about to cleanse us. That's why she's menstruating. Menstruating is a cleansing. Four menstruations, you wouldn't have a clue what I'm about to talk about later on. But some of you will, and I'll help me out when you understand. Because another blood moon is coming. And those who do sacred ritual with the super moon that was there, violence will increase. Violence will increase based upon the universal law of reciprocity. We are fighting that which is unjust, and we need help. Now, we got Black Entertainer. I'm going to bring him in at the bottom of the hour, Reverend Pinckney. Black Entertainer Television, Bob Johnson, he was speaking this year. Well, last year. I take that back. Last year. And he said something that was quite frightening to me. I took this one from the research of one of our sisters. She did the work. Thank you, Sister Keela, for researching this stuff for us. National Press Club is a very high, prestigious club here in America where you see it on C-SPAN. They were mainly super just and so forth speaks to the views of what they are perceived as our leaders. He said the nation has white unemployment at 14-15%, but Black unemployment has double of that of whites for more than 50 years. The Black youth unemployment is more than 40%. Black people, we haven't created jobs for our own people. That's number one is the problem. Ain't no problem other than that. But there is some more. He said the Black youth unemployment rate is more than 40% nationally. In some cities, unemployment Black working age males are 50%. Let's look at it. He said Blacks were more active than whites in the labor force until the 60s. See, that's where that thing came in when with Patrick Moynihan. If y'all from New York, Patrick Moynihan, who put together this thing about how to make this new welfare system, that's why Good Times was given out. That's why they made Good Times. They made Good Times with Norman Lear and them to show you that they were, at the same time they were showing us Good Times, they were crafting up this plan by Patrick Moynihan, named Senator Patrick Moynihan, who was able to use called the unemployment system, which they have fused in all this time. And from that time on, and so you say, well, what goes on? Our frustration has created a police state mentality. Because of our procedure of handling things, we end up burning things, which makes us perceived to be unruly. So the media will use this unruly attributes that they have captured through all of their programming of television since the 60s while showing us getting upset, boom, boom, boom. Then they show us marching all the time. So the psyche is that we burn and then we march. That was the psyche. We still have that. Any other type of psyche was eliminated, which means anybody who had military weaponry, anybody who had any type of understanding of how to utilize people in certain aspects, they were truly eliminated in the 60s. More assassinations took place in the 60s than any time. You would be surprised. They were killing on every continent that they believed they needed. So during that time, dropping our business. Now, let me ask y'all, and we're going to get into this conversation, that Reverend Pinckney is a part of this, too, because now Black folks are finding out that they are being disenfranchised, even though television shows us as being rich. Television has shown us that we look rich. We're on everything. We got these houses, Atlanta housewives, blah, 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 football players. But in reality, when these people get to their old neighborhood, it is depressed. Now, everybody know they. I'm telling the truth. But here's the problem. They said, well, use Black businesses. All of us want to do this, but this has happened to us as of now because we gave all our business up to the other groups. It says, this was statistically said, everybody, so I'm going to get into this after I say this. They said, why not shop at black businesses? And they have said, one, they give poor customer service. Two, they are only trying to make a quick buck and don't care about their customers. Three, they sell cheap products, below average services, and exponentially high prices. Four, they don't guarantee their products or services. And five, they are very unprofessional, ghetto. The number one reason given by blacks for not supporting black-owned businesses is black-owned businesses are ghetto and unprofessional. This was taken from black people surveyed. Surveyed. It wasn't white folks. It wasn't other groups. This was our own people who surveyed this and said this is what they found. Who you going to blame now? Who you going to blame tonight? And because of all this, it has resulted in more dead niggas. We shooting all over the place. Did you see how they showed the world how we looked in Missouri? Yeah, we looked at all capable. But then when you start seeing us running out with televisions, the world is saying, look at them. That's not respecting the man who died. The man who died needs to be respected and have legal best representation. That means all you who are in the hood who are more qualified than most lawyers, I will agree. But you don't have the opening, which keeps the key from being used. You don't have that. They use that fake college degree, 3-degree masonry on everybody and make us have to force to go in there before you get your prestigious recommendation. So a lot of brothers are not able to help. If they could, I'm sure they would. But right now, nobody can say we're giving the best representation to the world. Brothers who are in St. Louis, who are doing the right thing, stay strong, stay courageous. Do not fall for the okie doke. But I will say this: somebody asked me today, I'm gonna get on and get the call going. They say we give white people too much power, and I thought about that for a minute. I said, Are we giving white people too much power? I don't know because I don't have military weaponry. Now, maybe if I had some of that, I might say, no, man, I ain't scared of that. But when I start to see them shoot people in Benghazi, who look just like you, y'all, Benghazi had a bunch of blacks, Africans, from that region of Sudan. We didn't even get upset. They shot and killed them. They now killing huge amounts of people with Ebola in Africa. We mentioned that about 7 months ago, we were talking about that when it wasn't even talked about because we were getting reports from over in Africa, other than it was sounding strange that they were saying the borders were being by the UN. So we thought it was strange, but it ain't strange because it's all the way live. That's what they do. The new UN, if you look at it, is of Caesar. It has reefs around it. That's what the UN emblem is. Now, I'm going to get Reverend Pickney on the line. I got and so we can talk a little bit about this case. Now, this case, everybody, I want you to understand clearly. This case is very big based off the fact they said he needed no evidence to prosecute. That means they're saying they can prosecute you without having evidence. If y'all don't think that's big, I don't know where y'all at. That's the biggest civil liberties case ever, and they're stopping from having an election. Now, why isn't that? That's the reason why I'm telling you, because as we get closer to the election, they're trying to get our minds off of the politicians that are putting in law that are about to enslave every single citizen, resident, or any other that's in the landmass feet sitting on them. I told you there is no borders. When they sign this bill, with the immigrant bill, there are going to be no borders. So you can pretend that you're going to own some stuff, But in reality, if you don't wake up, if we all don't wake up, we won't own anything. Because they're going to create the war that's going to shift them over. So I'm going to get Reverend Pinkman because he's in a war zone, everybody. Detroit is in a war zone. If anybody does not know that, Detroit is in a war zone. Benton Harbor is in a war zone. Remember, they are controlled now by the UN, or excuse me, by the so-called federal government takeover. Okay? Now, before I get right there, I just want to name these spot these 10 cities. I want him to listen to this too, Reverend Pinkney. Number one worst. I'm going to name the top 10 worst police departments or municipalities in the country. Should have known we were the first, y'all. Palm Beach County, that means Palm Beach, Florida, is the worst violators of bothering people. Second, New Orleans. Third, Boston. Fourth, Fort Worth, Texas. Fifth, Baltimore, Maryland. Sixth, this is interesting, Denver, Colorado. Now you get into the west. Seventh, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Bundy area, Bundy Ranch area. Eighth, Dallas. And poor, I feel so sad for y'all because we did Ebola and y'all spoke to CDC. Two places, DeKalb County, Georgia is 9, and 10 is Atlanta, Georgia. Two, Georgia got back-to-back police violators. Y'all got to understand what's going on. Those are serious. CDC is in Atlanta, Georgia. We said that. We will continue to mention that just in case people think it's a joke. Because that's not a joke at all. I'm getting ready to call the brother up in here. I got Brother Montu. He'll be jumping on with me at least carry on. Let me give him a dial. There we go. Brother Montu,
hello.
You with me? Reverend Pinkney, how you feel, brother? Dry bones.
Doing great. Hold on for 1 second.
Go ahead, brother. Hey.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Good to be with you. I was going through what we normally go through before we get to you, and I was telling them how this police brutality and this police shooting that's all going on and the Ebola and unemployment, we still got some serious cases going on that are setting precedents, particularly yours, in regards to that they decided to go and still prosecute without any evidence. Can you explain how they concocted that up?
Yeah, well, you know what? Before I elaborate on that, let's talk a little bit about all these shootings that are going on in our community. And here's something that most of us don't see. We never ever do anything until something happens. Then we want to fight and do all these things. Even in St. Louis, what's going on in St. Louis, I don't condone anybody tearing up your own neighborhood. If they went across the street and tore up somebody else's neighborhood, I wouldn't be so mad. But my thing is this. We gotta pull this thing together before these folks put us all 10 feet under the ground. Because that's where they're going at. And in my case, I'm probably, see, in the state of Michigan, the law says that you can send somebody to jail, to prison, with no evidence. That's worse than the Jim Crow laws. And what makes it so important, we've been fighting this battle for years. And in reality, you could be walking down the street and they could say that you had some drugs on you, didn't have to produce a drug, arrest you, put you in jail, take you to trial, and convict you with no evidence. None, not one drop of drug. But I tell you what, this is what's happening here in the state of Michigan. This is what's happening. But we have to learn to fight back. We got to fight before something happens. We can't wait until something happens and want to fight. But we had a major, major victory this week. Major. This is the biggest thing that has happened probably in Michigan in years. On last Thursday, we went to court for the election. Mm-hmm. As you know, they had threw out the election. But we went to court. We went and got this lawyer. He's from the Green Party. Just got out of college, just got his license and everything. Went into the Barron County Courthouse and gave them a whooping they would never, ever, ever forget. He put that clerk on the stand and told her, or asked her first, when you gave the petitions to the deputy, did he have a warrant? And the answer was no. Did he have a subpoena? The answer was no. Did he have a court order? The answer was still no. And then he put the deputy on the stand and asked him the same question. Did you have a warrant when you went and took, we could even say stole the petitions? He said no. Then he talked about the subpoena, the court order. Then at the end, he told them that they had dirty hands. He said their hands were about as dirty as you can get. He said, matter of fact, you have nothing but a bunch of crooks here. He told them, young boy. And he told them, he said, in this case, you have broken the law. And he recited the law. If those of you who are listening want to look the law up, it's MCL 750-492. It states you cannot take anything out of the clerk's office, no books, no records, no petition, no nothing, without a warrant or a court order or a subpoena. And it states that. So here's what I did. Yesterday, I went to the state police and attempted to file charges against the clerk and the deputy. Here, she gave me the runaround. She told me that she wanted to call Lansing and get an answer for them. You don't have to get an answer for me to file a complaint. You can send that complaint to them, and they say, yeah, nay. But what she did, she thought she was smarter than me. She went and said, well, no, we sat over there about 2 hours waiting for her to get a call back from Lansing, which I knew all along she wouldn't get no call back from Lansing. So I said, let's go. I told my group, let's go, let's get out of here. And they said, well, no, let's. I said, nope, let's go. I said, on the way out, I said, she was doing nothing but trying to spin us around. So when I got home, I called Lansing. And sure enough, she had not been in touch with them. Which I already know. You hear this, Drybo? They protect each other. We don't protect each other.
But you know, let me ask you something. I like what you did say. You said you went with a group. I applaud that because you didn't try to go by yourself. You had a group to show some type of unification, at least going to court. I don't know how many people you had with you, but I think that was a good thing as well. How is the support going with such blatant disrespect to the law?
Around the country, it's tremendous. It's tremendous good. Around the country. But right here in the city of Benton Harbor, dry bones is dry bones. It's just that simple.
Wow.
You see, you're talking about dry bones, and you're talking about people here. But look, when they made the announcement on TV about the election, the whole city went up and started cheering. Because now we got that mayor, that puppet mayor, we got him on the ropes. And he's about as scared as a person can do. And you know the corporation is going to be pumping money into him.
Right.
But one thing I learned is don't worry about the people. Because here's the thing. When you don't ask people to do anything, you're always going to have a lot of friends. So the ones you do have, you can ask them to do something, and you can keep them. Most of the time, people don't want to do nothing. They want to receive, but they don't want to do nothing. That's the history right there. So what we have to do, we have to show them, and, you know, I use the term stick and move. Once I tell you, I just keep moving. I don't let people slow me down, Dry Bones. But I'm happy today. I tell you, I'm feeling good. I'm ready to roll, and I'm ready to really do something constructive. I'm ready to go to trial in October 27th, the trial. And I better be ready, because I know they're coming. So, yeah, on that note, Dry Bones, you can ask me anything you want. Dry Bones. Hello?
Yes, I hear you.
Oh, okay, okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, listen, well, you know, so that's basically where we at. October 27th, the big trial. It's going to be the trial of the century. We're going to have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people going to be crowding into the courtroom. Everybody want to see what's going on. Everybody want to know what's next, how we going to deal with these hypocrites. And it's there.
Is it?
It's all
yeah,
around
us. Now, hold on. Before I get that you go there, I want to bring my friend on here, too. Brother Fauntleroy, are you in the air?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay,
brother.
We got Brother Ray Fauntleroy on here. You've been listening. Brother Bray, we got you talked to Reverend Pickney before. Reverend Pickney, seeing that this is such a big case, let me ask you, what is actually... And I hate to say it like this. To continue on, are you able to find financial support with the lawyers? Do you see this case being put to rest if they don't have any evidence? And then after that, Ray answered with me of how come many of our civil rights groups may not be aware of what's going on up there. But first, go ahead, Reverend Pickney, you first.
Absolutely not. In the state of Michigan, the law, even the appeal court, say you don't have to have evidence to bind somebody over the trial or to go to trial. That's their law here in Michigan. Michigan has some real funny laws that put people in prison. That's what they do here. They do everything in their power to put you in jail. The best example I can give you, there was a guy who had some ecstasy. I may have told y'all this before. And they gave him 45 years because he didn't have the ecstasy. Somebody said he had the ecstasy, and they gave him 45 years. You don't get 45 years for murder.
Wow.
But that's what we're up against.
Now, Ray, you've been around for some years. You're an icon for the activists out here, and I know where you at. How can this happen without the civil rights movement people being so blatantly, that's like being blind? What's your view on that?
First of all, Reverend Pinckney, God bless you, brother, and I applaud your courage to stand up against the demon that we're dealing with. The reason, Dry Bones, we really don't have any real civil rights organizations anymore. We don't have any stand-up people. Everybody stands up to get paid and gets out the way. And that's why we don't have any movements. But that doesn't stop movement. See, we are people. We're a nation of people. We haven't realized it. And we've been at war for 400 years, and we haven't realized that either. You know, and that's why I'm so grateful for a Pinckney who will take a stand and hopefully wake some folk up, because we're sleeping at the switch while they kill our children. You know, how long can we stand aside and watch while they kill us? You know, I think there's something that we have to do. Now, I believe that we need to go to the cause and every effect. Somebody signed that bill. Somebody produced that bill. Somebody articulated that bill that is against the very nature of humanity. And I think that once we decide to address the ones who create the problem, this is a white supremacy all over again. It has never changed. And those of you who may or may not know about World War II, it was Adolf Hitler who wanted to rule the world. And they were white supremacists. They wanted the Aryan nations, the white people, to own and rule everything. Well, after the war, the United States brought the German scientists from Germany. They brought them to the United States. They housed them up in Bethesda, Maryland. And I believe now today, these are the same racists who run our country. They're very smart and very brilliant people, but they're also very ignorant and very racist and demonic people. They do demonic things. And I think that once we understand that and know that this is a spiritual warfare, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, Mr. Obama. We, you know, this is a spiritual warfare, and that we have to deal with it from our perspective. We are spiritual people. We are good people.
Right.
We are loving people. We are kind people. That's what got us in this position. We trusted everybody, and they came, and they have now taken it from us, and they're killing us. Now, we can stop that. We can stop it. We know that this government is not going to do it. If it would have, but it wouldn't, and it hasn't. So it's up to us to stop it. And I think we got to do a couple of things. There are a lot of things that we have to do. Among them, is stop spending our money with the people who are killing us. And once we stop doing that, I mean, Christmas is coming. Hold your money. Don't buy a damn thing. Nothing.
Well,
stay out of Walmart.
Let me ask something.
You know.
Now, let me ask something. Reverend Pinckney, you're dealing with a powerhouse called Westinghouse up there.
Whirlpool.
Whirlpool. Yeah. You're dealing with a super power corporation. You mentioned something that was quite interesting. You said that they are backing the politicians. So basically, these type of corporations are putting in their own rulers, per se. Give us a little bit more about that Whirlpool thing. How entrenched are they in this situation as
deeply,
well?
They control everything in this city. The courthouse, the school, the commissioners, all the elected officials, the matter of fact, even the factories that come in. What Whirlpool did, they did something that was incredible. They're smart. They bought the rights to underneath the ground for $50,000 from the black folks here. Well, it was about 15 years ago or so, but they didn't know that technology will require you to use the underground to run cable wires. Now they can not only do they control the city, they call all the companies that come in here have to go through them. It's incredible. It was so brilliant. Whirlpool, we put a boycott on them in 2008. They were just one step from being junk stock. And my brother, you was actually correct when you said that we got to keep our money in our pockets. Stop spending our money with these people who don't like us. We got to start setting up these mama-papa stores in our own community. We got to start keeping the money circulating in our own community. Until we do that, we're going to always depend on these folks, be begging for jobs. They don't want to give you a job. You're going to work for them. They're going to fire you tomorrow, and you're going to be out of work. See, here's the thing. If you don't have a job and you don't get public assistance, you either going to steal, rob, or do something because you're not going to starve. Nobody is going to starve to death if they see a way of getting some food. Then it's
that's
not going
right.
to happen. You see, if you're homeless,
right.
you might accept that, but you're not going to go hungry. I don't care what it is. When that stomach starts cramping up, you see somebody walk around there with a watch, you're going to get that watch. And that's reality. But Whirlpool has sucked the life out of this community. And there's a Whirlpool in just about every single city, state that you could think of. If it ain't a Whirlpool, it's a General Motors.
Go ahead, brother. Ray, go ahead. You got a comment on
it. It's corporate America. And they all belong to corporate America. And when you look at the corporate structure, it's the corporations that run this country. The United States is incorporated. It's a corporation. So it really doesn't matter what your vote is. They put in who they want. It's their country, and they are running it. That's when Bush was in, he would say, God bless America. He wasn't talking about us. Okay? He was not talking about the indigenous people. This is our land, by the way. This land belongs to people of African descent. They came, they killed, stole, and destroyed. You see, one came to kill, steal, and destroy. The other came to give you life. They've come and killed, they've stolen, and they've destroyed, and they continue to do it. Okay, that's a spiritual warfare that we're involved with, brothers. And until we understand that and then act like we understand it and do something about it, because only we can do something about this. Nobody else is going to do this but us.
We're almost at the top of the hour, 15 to the hour. I don't know if y'all want to take some questions from people, but we have to still be cognizant of the fact that a lot of what you're saying is true, that it's us. But I don't think our people know how we put ourselves in this predicament. I mean, you said earlier about us being kind. Yeah, we was kind, but there has been a section of blacks that have went with it toe to toe. They had no problem going along with the whole scheme. I think that's another dangerous part that we don't discuss, because there are many of our elected officials that are black or of some type of descent, of either Caribbean black, Haitian black, and we have a disconnect. Now, Reverend Pinckney, actually, what's the makeup of ethnicity of Benton Harbor? I mean, when I say black, I mean U.S. black, homegrown, in island or Central American. What's the makeup of, even though they all look black, when I say black by the features, what is the makeup?
94% of the people that live in Benton Harbor are black. 94%.
U.S.?
U.S.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
Brother Pinckney.
Yes.
94% of the people in that city are black.
Yes.
And they don't control the mayor.
They don't control nothing.
The
we only look. We only have one store here. One store that's owned by a black man.
See that now that in itself, that means that we are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the problem. When I moved to Miami in 1978. Blacks were 80% of the population and did not own a damn thing, and it still don't. Okay? Still don't. But in the 40s and the 50s, they had what was called Overtown, and they had theaters, they had drugstores, they had stores, restaurants, they had it all. Okay? All of that was destroyed, but the federal government came through with a freeway called I-95, right straight through the business district of the black community. But it's the same thing. The same people are doing the same thing today. And until we understand that, like you said, and like I've always said, that we have to turn to each other, not on each other. We have to spend our money with each other and make certain. That's not a racist statement. That is survival.
No, it's not.
And we don't.
No, it's not.
You know, we have to understand that. And once we understand that, you know, we are the genius. We are the geniuses of the world. But as we speak, my brother, I believe they're killing blacks in America to keep our attention off to the millions of blacks they're killing in Africa. They're doing it with Ebola. They did it with AIDS. These are the diseases that are created by this government in this country. And Dr. Gallo just admitted last month that the ASD created the AIDS virus. And this Ebola and many other diseases that in this country that have been created in laboratories here right in America and injected into black people. So, again, this is a spiritual warfare. There is a creator of this universe, the giver and sustainer of all life. And he will respond, or it will respond, when we ask for it to intervene with this war. You know, yeah, they tell us, oh, they got all kind of weapons.
And
so what?
Now, that I take that to be a very serious statement because, of course, y'all heard me. We all say that. I know we're going to the top of y'all. Reverend Pinckney, you said you only had a certain amount of time, and I don't want to take advantage of that. Any last words you want us to know
Absolutely. I want people to know that we as African Americans, we can win this war. We're fighting a war. This is no conflict. This war we're fighting today is for the future of our children. And we have to put our own personal beliefs aside and stand up and fight this battle. We got to learn to start circling our dollars inside our community. If them Arabs got a store next door, across the street, you put you one up there. If you have to go out and get you a little candy store, pop store, whatever it is, we got to start keeping the money in our community. And we got to start educating our children. Our children are not being educated today. They keep saying they want to cut education fines. They're doing exactly that. When they say they're going to cut education fines, they're saying they're going to cut your son, your daughter, your grandchild. We're going to cut that education and going to cut it out, and they will not be educated. So we,
the people,
have to take a stand. Until we do that, we will continue in this compromising position. So
they cut,
my fight is for everybody. It's not just for me.
Oh, wait a minute, Ray. Hold on. Reverend Pinckney, tell them about the show. Reverend Pinckney also has a blog talk. I was on there. He gets a lot of calls from a lot of people. It's very good. I enjoyed it. Tell them the name of the show and
the name of the show is Pinckney to Pinckney, and you can come on the show every Sunday at 5 o'clock. And if you want to talk, just put your hand up, but I take them in order. When people, whoever call me first, that's how I do it. You can call the show at 347-994-3644. That's 5 p.m. Eastern Time every Sunday. I'm on for 2 hours. I get a lot of calls. Everybody want to come in. But also,
right.
You can reach me. You can call me at 269-925-0001. That's my home. Also, I got a petition going on at my bhbanco.org. Please sign my petition. We have to learn to do things. I know when you ask people to do things, you lose them as a friend. But look, sign my petition. All right, Dry Bones.
Thank you, man. I will be in touch. You know how we do it.
Yes.
We keep it going.
Listen,
and
I just want to say to all your listeners, hey, I just thank you so much for having me. And my brother, you just keep up the great work because I love to hear you talk. So you come on my show and talk anytime.
I need to say this to you. It's very important. They're putting fluoride in our water. It's in there heavy, and then they tell us it's good for us. They're even selling it in bottles to the babies. Fluoride is a mind-controlled substance. It's rat poison. It's a derivative of the fertilizer industry. It is designed to control your mind. Adolf Hitler used it during World War II to control the Jews so that they would get on them buses and trucks and trains and go to the gas chamber and wouldn't fight back. So that's one of the problems that we have, along with a bunch of other chemicals they have in our food. So what I've asked people to do is to call their elected officials and ask them, why is this rat poison in our water supply? That's the city water, and that's how they're one of the ways they're doing it to us. So I just wanted to pass that on to you.
All right, all right, Maverick, and I'll pass it on to my people. And on that note, Dry Bones,
thank you, bro.
Take care of yourself. It was a pleasure and an honor. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, bro. All right, we surely will. Thank you, bro. Now, we're going to get into the next topic of the hour. I will be taking your calls. You will be getting your calls taken within the next 10 minutes. But he mentioned fluoride. Now, I watched a documentary yesterday on the History Channel, y'all. They had Hitler on all day long. It's actually the Hitler Channel. They showed how they were able to control the youth. I think everybody should watch it. See, I don't understand how anybody could say they were studied under Dr. Clark and them and don't look at our enemy. That was one of his major things. He said, study your enemy, and you're going to find yourself. And I wasn't even around him like some people claim. I thought that to be very interesting and took it upon myself to do it. And yes, indeed, every time I studied them to the thoroughest, I find that they was around us. We're going to get deeper one day with Montu. Why were they around us? And what were we doing for them to be around us is the question of the millennium. Now, let me just get into this a little bit before we he mentioned fluoride. Now, Pinellas County, Florida, which I love that area. That area is a beautiful area. St. Pete, beautiful people. Business League, I hope y'all prosper. Definitely love Movement for Change. I like the vibe up there. Lakeland, where my brother comes from, love the vibe in that. That's the heartland of the great state of Florida. Tampa, Orlando, all these brothers up there and sisters up there. Lehigh Acres, my sister from Lehigh Acres, appreciate her as well. She is definitely a sister to be reckoned with. She has a farm. That's a sister with a farm. So we got to check that out one day. And I hope you're listening so you know I put myself on the spot. So I will come through. So in saying all that, we got a lot of people that should be a connection for us that we can utilize and help each other with. Now, we ain't going to change the system overnight. So don't call me and say, how are we going to do this? You ain't going to do it overnight. Now, ask yourself, did you go to any banks to try to see could you get a loan? Did you do that first to see if you can get a loan? Then if you can't get a loan, then you got to call the credit man. You know we got the credit man, Brother Kimball, credit man. He's been doing a lot of good things. He out there doing his thing, talking to people, fixing credit. Because we have to be in the game, y'all. We must stay in the game. Credit is their game. If we can figure that out, maybe we can utilize their own resources and take over. But as we approach the top of the hour, I'm going to segue us into that. We still equaling dead niggas. Out of all we talked about, it still equals dead niggas. How do we stop the dead nigga syndrome? We did a show on Negro phobia. Now, Brother Montu been on the show, and I'm going to tell y'all, Brother Montu is one of my people where I'll tell you straight up, his downloads has beaten many of the so-called macho media groups. And I told you, it's coming from the heart, baby. It's the common people. So you want to talk about common law, then you must deal with common people. Don't come with common law and try to be bourgeois. Because that ain't what common law about. Common law is exclusion of the bourgeois. For those of you who don't know that. So when you come with common law, and Sundays, y'all, before I segue him in, Sunday, when we come out of this hiatus, we are going to come back on Sunday, Wednesday and Sunday will be our show. The Sunday show will be called the Helios Biblios Hour. I'll be having my brothers from the Temple of Ptah on there. We will break down the original name of the book. It's called the Helios Biblios Hour with us at from 9 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Standard Time, to 11. That way for all y'all who you still want to watch football, which I know you do, and I ain't going to say I ain't either, but I know what we have to do. So I want y'all to come on in who don't go to church, who want to still use your Bible, who is it is a tracer book, y'all. I will make sure you understand that book is a tracer book, and you will be able to use that with us on Sunday. So when you come with us on Sunday, bring your tracer book, which is the Masonic Bible, and we're going to put light in your face. So get ready for that. Brother Montu, you breathing hard. You must want to say something. What you been thinking about since what y'all you been hearing so far?
Well, brother, thank you, Brother Drawbone, for letting me in here tonight, bro. Actually been very insightful, brother. Definitely very insightful. I think Reverend Pinckney laid a foundation down tonight to let people know that this war has been going on a long time. And for our people to understand the basis of war, you must understand the different forms of war. We, as a people, believe that what we see going on in St. Louis, I feel sorry for that young brother getting killed, but that form of war that those brothers and sisters are doing is a war that will lead to your destruction. Once you let your lower man, your lower unnatural, animalistic side take over you, you don't think straight. You think from instinct, like an animal. What we must remember, what we've seen in Florida, with Trayvon Martin, watch the two scenarios. After Trayvon was killed, what did Zimmerman them do? The white folks who was on his side, which he is half Hispanic and half Jewish, they didn't get out there and start picking and fighting and rioting and doing all this stuff. What did they do? They went underground. They got all their ducks in a row, got their money together, got their lawyer teams together. They already on deck military, so you ain't going to deal with them on that level. And then they come back, and guess what? They win. You seen at the time in Sanford, Florida, they were picking in. They had all black folks coming out there, and in the end, they lost. What's going to happen in St. Louis? I hate to say this, people. It's not going to be pretty. The reason why that happened is that because our elitist blacks do not have our backs. What you see with Reverend Pinckney, he will tell you the same thing. They don't have our, these are not like the Harry Belafonte. You know what I'm saying? These are not the Bill Cosby. Okay? Those blacks are gone, or they're still here, but they just are older. We're dealing with ignorance. You ain't going to see no Nicki Minaj. You ain't going to see no Dr. Dre. You ain't going to see none of those blacks. Only maybe one or two, maybe, but they're not going to put their money behind us because they have handlers who will tell them, do not invest in those Negroes that you come from. So I feel bad every time I see situations like this. And it's not going to be happy. It's not going to be a pretty picture in St. Louis. And if they got Al Sharpton down there, that rat.
Hold on. Brilliant. You know what? Stop right there. Hold on. Before you go any further, I had somebody actually. See, that's why I use Facebook, because I'm going to stop Facebook eventually, because I wanted to say this. There was a person who was on Facebook who said something serious. Many on Facebook don't do no research. They see something, they put it on. They don't read to find out if all of it's true. Now, we all have done some quick things and put them on there for faith, but the average that we find in there, they're not really doing the research. When you talk to them, they find they have not even checked into some of this stuff. And you said something very serious. You said handlers. That's agents, y'all. Most people, when you become into the echelons, you have to get an agent, which we seem to forget. Agents, like in football, you got Drew Rosenhaus. Drew Rosenhaus has all the football players. We talk from the Miami because, you know, we love the Hurricanes down here. They got agents. Agent is a go-between. So they already set you up for the go-between person, and we have established that that's going to be somebody who tells you where to direct your money, or he's going to try to get you moved. So he is absolutely correct. Go ahead on there and keep him on point.
Well, you know, the one thing we must understand is all of us who have been enlightened, and I have, what's so funny, me and my dad have known this about Al Sharpton a long time, didn't know the intricate details, but we've always knew Al Sharpton was a agent, because this guy, the Tawana Brawley, that was some phony stuff, and this guy is always showing up at every time, running his mouth, and then he leaks right out like nothing happened. And how is it that the real soldiers end up getting killed? Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, the young brother out of Chicago, I can't think of his name, that they killed him, young guy after Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, who had a major power move with the gangs. I can't think of his name right offhand. They only end up dead.
Yeah,
sucker niggas. These sucker niggas, I'm going to say it real nasty, Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. And both of them are reverends, so that should tell you they ain't about the crap off the bat. Not all, brother, let me say, because my granddad was a reverend, but realize they use our brothers in the clergy against us at times. And what's amazing is Reverend Pinckney is a reverend, and he will tell you some of the folks he deal with ain't real. So
yeah, he real. He
understand.
Keeps it real. Reverend Pinckney keeps it real.
He keeps it. So even he knows some of the people he deal with in the clergy ain't real. So we must understand they have taken our good men and turned them into agents. And if you see anybody in the $100 million color, Puff, Jay-Z, any of these guys, they're agents. And this is what they don't realize. Once you sign your name in blood with these demons, and I ain't talking about no religious demons, I'm talking about people. It's blood in and blood out. That's the mob. It ain't just a mob. That's actually under some oath of orders of things that you take an oath to. Blood in, blood out. So they will not live if they turn their back on their masters. Not going to happen.
Well, you know, I still got Brother Ray. I'm going to bring some more people in. All you who went, I'm bringing you in very shortly. Everybody who's on there, I'm bringing everybody in. Let's ask about this question because this goes back to a long time. For those of you who remember Elton Maddox was a very good lawyer, very good lawyer, very controversial. He was with that Ronald Brawley incident when that happened. Of course, he took some blows from that as well, but he kept going, but he kept trying to. You see, he has even separated. Sharpton does not reach out to any of the old school at all. He's on, and I want everybody to know this, Sharpton is on CNN News. That's Communist News Network. Look it up. CNN. Look who owns it. Rupert Murdoch. Y'all need to look who owns these things. We had an incident for all y'all who want to talk about boycotting. I don't mind boycotting, but don't start saying that this corporation is this run by risk. I mean, I want y'all to know something. Y'all better study who these corporations are. Every corporation ain't white either. A lot of shareholders are of Asian of persuasion. But here we go again. Lack of research, we saying Facebook. All you on Facebook, you want to boycott. Guess Facebook is controlled by, was made by Jewish people, by the Khazars. So, you know, where do you go with this? That's what I'm saying. We don't have a strategy pinpointing what we're going to do. And I know Brother Ray been in this game for a long time. I won't say game, but I'm using a slang term. But it's a game at the same time. It's real. But he's been around for a long time. He's seen just as much up and down. We got to get to these young people, Brother Ray. And I'm going to bring in Sister Akilah in. I'm going to start bringing in some more people. So y'all stay with me. Sister Akilah, who put the research together. Let me get her in here. Go ahead. I got you, Sister Akilah, on. I'm going to take 3364. You'll be next. And 8872, I got you next after that. But Sister Akilah, thank you for the research of the percentage of how come black people don't shot each other. I was quite shocked that black people surveyed y'all and said we give our own self poor customer service and we don't take care of our products and we are very unprofessional and ghetto. Now, I know y'all been watching Housewives of Atlanta. Y'all been watching Little Scrappy and whatever these little hip-hop people that got reality shows. Y'all can't tell me they ain't ghetto fabulous. And maybe because we're being shown as always being ghetto, we have taken into that mindset. But, sister, what you think? You in Hot Atlanta, what's going on?
Well, I seem to think that's probably pretty much of an accurate association with black businesses, with black people. But I don't think that we should take it as a final verdict, meaning I think
Amen.
That...
Good.
Amen.
I agree. Yeah. Yes. I think that black people have to realize that a lot of people who start businesses, they start off with a dream, and they don't have the tools, the support or the assistance or sometimes any education. They're just going by their dream. They don't really know how to set up a business. So because of that, I think that should not discourage us of trying to figure out how to come together as a group of black people like back in the early 1900s. Those folks there, a lot of them just became free. they didn't really have a whole lot of, education and the tools that we have in the modern day. But what they did was they researched, they learned from their masters, and then they all grouped together and started their business, and they taught themselves. Most black people, when they go in business, they don't do the research. They don't understand the market, the geographic. They don't understand how important it is to have customer service. So because we as the black people, we know this, we can't turn we can't run to Walmart. We can't run to the Best Buy, because there are, and one of the articles that I read, that they said to black people, why don't we just, when we get ready to shop, let's just take a few moments out and say, well, let me just see if I can find a black-owned company that have whatever product or service that I want. Taking that extra minute or two to go online, you can go on your phone, you can find that, because if we continue to, because it's really propaganda. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, but they blow it out a proportion, because I have a very good friend down here in Atlanta that has their company been in business for 15, 20 years. They're very professional. They have accounts. I know a lot of black companies here in Atlanta that do very well. They market and they're professional and they have excellent customer service. So if we deprogram ourselves to say, you know what, it does exist, but we're going to try to turn times back, go back in history. Let's go back to start supporting our black businesses who start, do your research, understand that when you start a business, if you can last for at least 5 years, you've overcome all the trials and tribulations of owning a business. So I think that for our black businesses, let's do our research, let's try to find the money, let's just try to keep customer service top of the list, because I'm in sales, and I tell you like this, I love great customer service, So let's just try to keep that in mind, and hopefully maybe sometimes down the road, Dry Bones, we can try to put together, I've always had a passion of creating an investment, a black investment group, that we all can put in our money and our resources, and as a collective body, try to start some businesses or get into some type of stock investments or get into something that we can make money as a whole, because it's going to take us together as a whole. It's not one or two people that can, if we start an investment group, we need a lot of support. And you have the form with the radio station, so maybe sometime down the road we could consider doing something like that. But
I think that's a great idea, and I believe there's many, including yourself and friends that I'm affiliated with, also have brought these concepts together. I think y'all should start it close-knit, those of y'all can truly trust. I would start with, you could start with 10 people, everybody, and just get together and create your own investment party. Brother came on last week. I know I'm going to bring what he said. He said statistically, find items that we statistically like on a percentage-wise and look for them on the stock market and try to invest in them and so on. It's not that hard, because I was able to do it. And anything and I'm going to tell you, simplicity is the key to everything, man. And anything that we try to complicate, let it be known, if they're trying to complicate it for you, it ain't for you. Common, I told y'all, if we're going to go into common law means that the common folks should be able to understand it. And that's a concept that we need to also get into. But stay with me.
Can I add one other thing that I would like to say? Also, those in that information that I was researching, our black male men are suffering as far as jobs, and I know a lot of people know this, but parents who have sons in particular, and I don't have a son, but I raised a brother. We have to give them some type of tools and confidence and introduce them to the white America at a very, very young age, because what they're saying now is black men that even go to college, a white man dropping out will have a better chance on getting a job, because what they've done is they've slowed the path for black men in the past 30 or 40 years, as you were saying earlier. So mothers and fathers who have the black men, they're the ones are lacking in support and education and molding and understanding who they are from a young age. So when they go to school, they don't have to be intimidated and superior and feel inferior toward, feel inferior toward a white man, because that is the reason why they're, I mean, of course, a lot of them are in jail on these phony, you know, drug charges. But before we even get them there, I just wanted just for anybody listening to pay closely attention to the black males, because we're losing them in the work environment, and it has a lot to do with how they're raised.
All right. Well, let me get a couple calls here. I'm gonna go right down the line, y'all. I got hold on. Let me get 3364. You was waiting. I'm gonna get 3364. Go ahead. 3364. You on the line? Three, three, six, four.
Hey, y'all hear me?
I hear you now.
Okay, how y'all doing now?
I'm wonderful, brother. Good to hear you.
Hey, Brother Ray, man, I like to talk to you, man, because you got this fluoride, and they use a lot of other secret weapons, mind control on people. I know you know about that.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to stopthecrime.net, and it'll tell you all the silent weapons they doing on mind control. And
what's up, brother?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
I know you. I know that voice. Go ahead. Keep going.
Yeah. If you go to stopthecrime.net, it'll explain all these silent weapons they use in contention with fluoride and the food they're using. And it's called synthetic telepathy, man. Brother Ray and the other brother before me, Reverend Pinkley, he know about this. It's a group called Targeted Individuals that they mess with, particularly a lot of black people. That's why black people fighting and killing each other, man. They mess with a lot of black women, too, real bad, man. And brother, we want to join our group, man, so we can get the word out and try to stop people. Because this spiritual warfare, Brother Ray, it's taking people's souls, man. They're making people do all atrocious things, and it's hard to realize what's happening to them. They're just running around just out of their mind, particularly just doing all atrocious things to each other. And one other thing, I'm in Atlanta, so I took my money out of Wells Fargo, and I put my money in a black bank called Citizens Trust.
Amen. Brother, you all right with me? Go ahead.
And when I was in Fort Lauderdale, I had a bank account with People's Bank down there in Fort Lauderdale. I'm from Lauderdale, Brother Ray.
Yeah.
But I like to get your contact information or something, maybe because I'm with a group from Freedom from Coercive Harassment and Stalking, and then we figuring out what's going on, how they manipulate people, because they put stuff in people's food where. When you eat the food, it get in your body. It's titanium, and once you eat the food, they can turn on, trigger that titanium with a cell phone, with a PIN number, and that's how they get people to get sick and doing all crazy stuff. Man, this stuff is wild.
It's real.
Demonic.
It's real.
It's demonic. It's demonic, and we're dealing with white supremacy, and we're the only ones that can deal with it, my brother. And I've been saying it forever. Wells Fargo and Bank of America. Anybody with money in those two banks ought to pull them out. Matter of fact, I'll pull them all out. But Bank of America and Wells Fargo foreclosed on more black people than any other bank, and we still put our money in there. So I think we need to start thinking about what we do, how we support those who oppress us. And that's one of the things. But there's so many things. I sure am glad that you called in.
Yes, sir. I want to get your contact information, maybe from Dry Bones or from somebody else.
Oh, I'll give it to you right now. 786-389-3274.
389-3274.
That's correct. And my email is Eden Village, like the Garden of Eden.
Uh-huh.
Eden Village 39 at yahoo.com.
Okay, Eden Village 39 at Yahoo.
Okay, Brother Ray, my name is Wesley, and so somebody, we gonna get in contact, and we gotta fight together, because we either eat together or we gonna starve separate, and we gotta stop
Absolutely.
These folks, man.
And Brother Wesley, hold on, Brother Wesley, I met Brother Wesley a long time ago through Sister Ngoni, and you always been talking about the, he was one of the few people that was adamant about taking out the meters out your house.
Yeah, the smart meters, yeah. If
you
got, if you take your...
I remember
you
quite well.
Yeah, if you got the meter on your electric box, read your kilowatt hours, it's a smart meter, and it's like a two-way transceiver where they can just, anything that's smart, well, the energy efficient, where they can look and see when you turn your lights on, when you go to the bathroom, what you're looking at on TV, what you got in your refrigerator, what your air conditioner, to cut your power, and it's a smart meter, it's digital, and it's two-way radio, electrician. And so how they do, they come in off the hot wire, and not the hot wire, off the neutral wire and the ground wire, and it's called a Lily Wave. And what they do, the Lily Wave, it blocks everybody's mind, got a defense mechanism for your subconscious. But what that wave does, it blocks your subconscious mind, it takes your barrier off, and that's where they give you that synthetic telepathy and have you doing all kind of things, man. This is deep. This is deep, Brother Ray.
You're right. Mm-hmm. You're right about it.
If you
hold on,
hold on,
Brother West. Brother West, stay with us. Let me get some more callers because they lighten up now. They lighten up. Y'all, that smart meter must got them. 8872. You on the air? 8872.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I hear you quite
well.
I hear you well.
Okay. I'm a human rights activist. My name is Elvira. I live right here in Florida. I was arrested. I protested the NAACP alone in 2003. No aid for the afflicted counting on protection. And then Al Sharpton was there. I asked him, did he see my sign? He brushed right past me and went right on inside the NAACP. He didn't even know I was behind him, but the media caught me standing behind him with my sign. NAACP, no aid for the afflicted counting on protection. I also promote Reverend Pinckney. I've been promoting him and others out
That's
there.
Right.
And I was also arrested, beat up by a police officer in Miami at Club Level 2003 at a Clinton fundraiser because Free Republic kept me in handcuffs and so that they can put me on their website. You understand, and portrayed me as a bad person when really they wanted me on their team. And it was all over the world. Media from all over the world was there. If it wasn't for the officer that I was standing there talking to when the other officer jumped in front of me, Michael Putney has this, he was there. They threw me in jail, never been in jail in my life, but nobody came to my rescue, not one person. And then I was down there in Miami. I spotted a thing. You know, they said, Clinton said, to the rich, go help the poor. I said, to the poor, why wait for the rich? Just help ourselves. The Palm Beach Post did a story on me. It said, teach the poor how to help themselves. And the way you do it, you ask people to look around their homes, donate what they're not using to the poor, and let them have yard sales and let Publix sell hot dogs on the weekend for them, because that's what Publix do for people
right.
trying to help themselves.
Right.
And so I was going down. I started down in Wynwood. I got as far as I started down in Overtown. Then I got as far as Wynwood with Minister Rasul. He was part of my, you know, where we had entertainment and stuff. He was one of the speakers. And then there was this group called March for Justice. Bob Kuntz, if anybody know who he is, he was the one who sued Anita Bryant in 1975. And gay rights and stuff like that. anyway, what happened was because I was out there doing so much stuff, when they wanted me to stop protesting, but I couldn't do it. I was also in the anti-war movement. I couldn't stop. It was like some kind of drug or something. So when I ended up, I was also protesting over toxic mold. I was also out there with the Haitians, you know, when they were sending the Haitians back, the Immokalee workers,
right,
and all that I was doing. So what they did to me when I ended up in Broward General Hospital, they injected me with the toxin in my fallopian tube, which caused me to have a partial hysterectomy. Now, I can't get anybody to help me. Right now, I'm in an elder care place. It turned my family against me, my children, everybody. I mean, I have nobody. And then I got these doctors who were doing false diagnosing me. And I'm telling you, if somebody don't help me soon, I don't know what's going to happen to me. And
what I'm
going to
do is
a lot more. Pardon me?
Hold on. What I'm going to do is, because I got your number, I want y'all to listen to that. Those of you who are listening, hold tight. I'm going to get some more calls in. I want you to stay on hold. I'll bring you back in. We need people who are listening tonight to understand that there's a cry out across this land. Angels, you know, this is across the country. These calls are coming across the country. There's a crying out that's happening to us. And if we don't do something to create some type of answer, solution, everybody, and I'm not trying to say you got to have it overnight because that seems to be, see, we're like a fixation society. You got to be like a junkie. They expect this to happen overnight, like a junkie, like getting high. This doesn't happen overnight, y'all. This is a progressionary, revolutionary concept. You don't just have a revolution there without no thinking. That's why we've been losing for so long. Because we ain't thinking. We're not thinking at all. We're reactionary, emotionary people. And we seem to have not ever said, let's strategize. Let me take some more calls. I see some more over here. Let me get, I think I got 8852. Let me get, is there, let me see, 8848.
Hey, Drybrun.
What's up? Uh-oh, you got to sit the Malika. Go ahead. Make your comment.
Thank you for bringing Reverend Pigney again. And I just wanted to find out, here in Miami-Dade County, is there such a bank as a black-owned bank? Because, hey, I'll go and I'll support it. Right now, as it is, I have... I'm under a credit union, and one of the reasons why I went into a credit union is because I know that the bankers are corrupted, and then they started, you know, inputting all these fees. Well, when I started with the credit union, just a regular credit union, everything was fine until they started to input monthly fees. And then when I asked them, why are you guys doing this? You know, you guys are supposed to be credit union, you're not supposed to be doing this. Oh, no, because, you know, it's the board. They decided to do it. So, hey.
Well, I'm glad you brought that, because credit unions, which has been always, most of us, I include myself, consider credit unions as a subsidiary place to take you out of the regular banks. But because of what's going on, and I think Brother Ray and all the rest of you have mentioned that, yes, under the collapse of the banking industry, Wells Fargo, but see, what happened is we still leaving people out. What did Obama do? Obama bailed out those banks. So we still ain't addressing major problems. We still ain't addressing major issues because we scared of Obama mania. I told y'all, they got y'all scared to talk against Obama. And the ones that do, you know, y'all look at us crazy. But they got y'all scared to say something about Obama because they did some witchcraft on your mind. Oh, you can't talk about Obama. He's black, because they know the black and white game. Now, you mentioned about people, a bank. There was People's Bank in Miami, Florida. Miami, it is gone. I don't know if there's any black banks, and probably are some in the country, in the corporation as we speak, or the union. I ain't going to say corporation. It's no longer a corporation, y'all. If y'all do y'all research like I have, and I'm not that bright, you'll find out it's a union. It's no longer even a corporation. It's gone. They have unionized, meaning they have taken out our regular unions, which they're trying to do, and made this a North American union. But back to your question, I don't know that many. If anybody on the air can answer that about Florida having black banks, if there are any black banks,
yes,
where's
there's
that
one.
Right?
It's called really? One United, and it's in the same building that the People's Bank used to be in on 79th. And they have branches around. I don't know all the branches. And I'm meeting the president, who's a black man. I'm meeting him next month for my farm project that he's going to assist us with. And I'm hoping that you guys will join us on this farm project that we have.
Well, when you
yes.
Yeah, you bring it. You got the open air. I'll bring it to on any subject you want. Hold on. So on any subject you want to bring, you know, it's open. But the bank. We need to find out if it is other branches, because I'm in South Miami. I haven't seen it. We need
and
to see it or find out where it's at. That way we
I'll
can all go.
I'll get you all the information, and I'll give it to you so you can,
like,
you know.
If you can set up something, we can all sit down, because, see, it's to the point now that if he's the only one, then he needs to have a sit down with most of, I would consider, all of many people he can, to us to take out the money to put in there, because that's what the whole scheme, that's what the whole game is, to take your money out and put there so you can get services. But again,
well, I spoke with you about this a month or so ago, and I told you that I'm going to call you to a meeting for that purpose. I just haven't finished my paper, you know.
Now, you got the floor whenever you get it done. That's not a problem. My thing is, I like for us to have a good sit down, but also, y'all, we need to do our own research, because it is imperative that we try to kind of understand that a lot of these banks are still under the control mechanism of the central bank or the Federal Reserve.
Well, they all are.
Even if
they all are.
They all are.
Yeah, they all are.
They're charters. We have to look at charters.
This is just a way to help unify us, and once we get unified, we'll make some other moves. But if we all decide to come out of Bank America and Wells Fargo and Chase and all these criminals came out their banks and went into this particular bank, it's called One United Bank. Now, the whites come up with a United Bank, but this one is One United Bank. And I'll give you all the data.
No, but just put it in. All they got to do is go to Google. Google, for those of you who are on the computers, go to Google, look it up, and call to find out what they offer. Because that's imperative that we find out what these banks offer us, regardless of I'm to the point now I have to really one, but we still much. Before we
well,
go
we're,
into
the we're
last
working
hour,
on, we're working.
I want to get into go ahead, man.
So we're working we're working on a deal for you, and you know, for all blacks who want to come to this bank and all businesses. We're working on that, and I didn't want to bring it out yet, but since we're there, I'm going to give you all the information.
Don't bring it out. Don't bring it out until you get it, because I want this to be really something that we get full information on first before we put it out there, because I want people to realize that we're trying to bring y'all some solutions. But it's tough, y'all, because of the fact that many of you are on these computers, and because of what I consider, and it's my opinion, not nobody else's, the entertainment world seems to get more percentage of our views. I look at what blacks look at, because I told y'all that's what I do. When you WW Dry Bones Connection, if y'all go on there, see what we got on there. You see we don't be playing. We don't have time. This is very very serious work that we do. But I know that our people don't respect serious people trying to do serious work because we're so used to buffoonery. And this buffoonery, which means acting a fool all day long, seems to be captured by many on Facebook. Even those who claim to be having so much deepness, they are putting on some of the most stupidest things that make our people look bad. Can you imagine you showing us how we look fighting each other and thinking that's cool, putting it on your own website? I don't even want to name the people. They so it's disgraceful. But they all on Facebook showing our people in their worst state, but then they claim they love us. The next minute they got posted some donk, or they got posted the Zod. They got posted everything. Then they're gonna post us beating each other up as that's fun. Watch this. See, you got to watch people like that using the ancient symbols and then going to come with foolishness right afterwards. That ain't, you don't see that on Drive On Connection. I guarantee you that. Guarantee you that. You won't see stupidity at its highest at all. I ain't got time for that because it's a lot of work putting this together for people. Let me go here to 3010, you're on the air. I'm about to take you off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're gone. All right. Let me go to 2040.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
Thank you, sir, for taking my call. I appreciate your show. And thank you for the old enlightenment that you have given us. I mean, you know, right now, as you know, in city of Ferguson, Mississippi, near St. Louis, is martial law. And nobody can come out at night. Nobody can go out in the morning as well. And there is a total news blackout. I don't know if any other brothers, sister, if they have access to the light and computer, they can call us and give us update what's going on in Ferguson,
okay,
Mississippi, please.
Hold on. What
yes.
part of Mississippi? What part of Mississippi are you talking about?
The same area.
Where
that, the black man, Mr. Michael, I believe, he was 8 times shot to death.
That's in St. Louis. Now, where in Mississippi are you at?
Yeah,
you say Mark,
right,
that's
yeah,
there.
Right. That's the area. Mm-hmm. It's under, right now, I mean, we just got the news that even they cut electric to the people, etc. So we would like to confirm with the people in those city, please call us and confirm it and give us updated news what's going on in Ferguson right now. Can you go out of your house or not? And why the police are militarizing the city as well too? And because of the people's angry, they have right to be angry, but you know, they don't need to bring this much, you know, so it's become like Iraq and other countries.
Now, hold on, I'm going to bring you back in here in a minute, but hold on. Let's be honest, everybody. When you ride the way we ride now, I thank that caller for bringing that to my attention, to bring that out. When you ride with the way you ride now, they want to declare martial law on that jurisdiction. When they declare martial law on that jurisdiction, you're already in military law already. I don't like to bring this up because the show is not based off that, but you've been in military law. You've been in martial law for quite a long time, since Lincoln days, called the Libra Code. Look that up, young people, if you're listening. Because y'all probably be the ones living. Anybody listening that's young is called a legal. That I don't know why our paperwork is so obligated, because if you're under martial law, no difference how much paperwork, because unfortunately they're not thinking of it as that. I'm hoping that municipalities such as states actually go back to getting the federal government out. The only way the federal The police are now security guard now military guard. Let me go into some more callers. Y'all lighten up. Let me get any of you. Oh, there goes one of my brothers here. Let me get 777. You on there?
Hold up, brother. How you doing?
Brother, how you feel?
Pretty good. Yeah.
Just listening on
the show, man. I think it just right now I think we reached a point where I think it's time for them to move on whatever plan they had as far as like becoming a police state. And
what'd you say? Okay, he fell off. He must be driving. Brother, if you get back on here, I'll bring you back on. He's driving. I can tell he's on the road. Most of you, I'm going to tell y'all something about cell towers, since you don't understand this, and I hope you do. Cell towers can demobilize a whole area. They are strategically set. Now, Ray, I don't know if you're still on here. Ray, you still with me?
I'm still with you.
Yeah. Now, back in the day, that's why I tell people, when you got an icon, a pioneer, a visionary, you don't take it lightly. You fought against cell towers when they first went up. They have strategically surrounded all communities with cell phone towers. And these cell phone towers can actually beam super waves, like the Nazi scientist that he talked about earlier, and I want y'all to know that is being put in its place. Obama, President Obama, before his inauguration, if y'all really stuff the way y'all claim y'all do, you will see in his speech, he said, I will put science in its rightful place, when he was in Denver with the backdrop of Zeus, Mount of Subris, of Zeus. He was in the backdrop of Zeus. If y'all look at his inaugural speech, he said he'll put science in its proper place. That means science will rule. And, brother, you were against cell phone towers from the very beginning. And now you are seeing your own work. Really, I think it's even if people say you don't make money, your mind should be really racing to know that you were really ahead of that game about how cell phone towers will be used one day as well. What is your take on that?
Well, what we did was we got all the data that we could from the federal government, from the Navy Department, and we carried it down to the city of Miami, and we presented it to the commission. They had placed a cell phone tower right across from my building there on 7th Avenue, and they never told us what it was. Now, I, at that time, was a property owner, and they were supposed to tell us when they were going to do things like that as property owners. They never said anything to us, and I went to the Florida Commission and protested the antenna, and they told me that they couldn't do anything about it because there was a law on the books of the state of Florida that would not allow them to take the antenna down because, I asked them to put the antenna in the bay as opposed to putting it in the community. And they said they could do that because the law said that if they put it in the bay, it would harm the fish. And then that's when we got busy and started demonstrating on 7th Avenue and with our pickets to tell people to call the Congress, call the Senate, call, you know, who your elected officials and confront them about these antennas. Same thing we're doing next month with the fluoride. And we're asking anybody who's in Dade County if they would show up at that date. They haven't given me a date yet to show up at the commission. So we can let them know that it ain't just me protesting. But the short of it is this, Jabones, the short of it is after we forced them to take it down, the federal government stepped in
and passed a federal law making it a felony to protest the antennas. Once they passed that law with the signatures of our illustrious elected officials here, all of them, and that time was Carrie Meek and, of course, Alfie Hastings, all of them signed on to it, and then they put up 467 antennas in Dade County in less than 3 weeks, and it was just an outrage. But the community didn't protest, and, you know, that was the end of it.
And see, that's what Brother West was talking about earlier, how they are way ahead of the game. I'm going to bring something up, and we're going to go into the last 15 minutes. I guess those of you who want to stay on, I will announce, and y'all can. We'll go a little bit over. But let me just say this. There's a segment on drybonesconnection.com with Elizabeth Ellisby. She is a white individual, which I have no problem with, because if they're telling the truth about what they're doing, I want to hear it. She said, Nazis.
You're broken up. I can't hear you.
She took me out.
We didn't hear what
can
she
hear
said.
Me?
She said what? She said what? That you broke off. Somebody's messing with the line, that's sure.
The Nazis never lost World War II, she said, because they came right over here with their science. And when you bring your own science with you, you still rule.
That's
because
right.
Science is very powerful. And because they were able to bring their own science with them, they adapted their science into this system here. And to this very day, everybody, they are still the controlling factor.
Absolutely positively. Well, I can't hear a thing you're saying, if you can hear me.
Can you hear me, sir?
Now. Couldn't hear you at first.
Oh, no, this is not Brother Drybone. This is Brother Montu Hotel.
Brother Ray here.
Hey, how you doing, Brother Ray?
I'm alive.
I hear you, brother. Brother Drybone said for me to just, when they start doing this stuff, want someone to step in. Just kind of give a rundown it looks like basically what Brother Drybone was saying, is, and I think you heard him, that a majority of the people that was in the war when Hitler was defeated, so-called, there was really no defeat because those scientists still came to America. Could you kind of
go into that? No, they brought them to America. Yeah, they brought them to America. They housed them up in Bethesda, Maryland, and up around NIH, and that's where they did their research. And that's when we began to have all these real serious issues as far as race is concerned. They've always used race to camouflage what they do. And the country now is in their control. The Bush family, Prescott Bush, was a financier of Adolf Hitler. Then you got Kissinger, you got Rockefeller, you got the Clintons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all part of this whole white supremacy move. They want a new world order, one world government that they control and they run, and they want to kill everybody that they don't agree with, and they're taking Africa as we speak.
That's true. Now, one thing I hope people will understand is they have said that Adolf Hitler really wasn't killed, that they actually sent him to Argentina. I did some research, and actually they said a lot of the Nazis went to Argentina, and I looked at the research, and Argentina is one of the most racist countries in South America. And there's been a lot of fishy stuff about that whole war, because really it was just a war between European powers, and Hitler kind of got out of hand, but it really was more of a family fight between these folks. They really didn't, it was nothing where they lost. It was just more like, okay, you went a little too far, let's push to the side, but we're still in cahoots with you. And if you look at Germany now, Germany is now back to be a world power economically. So
I think that's one thing I wish that we, our people would understand and have a grassroots to get back to where, like Marcus Garvey, where we use the church as a place to strategize. Because that's really our biggest institute. And really get in there and just put information out to the masses. I wish it would go back to that. What's your take on that, sir?
Well, that's what we attempted to do. But what I decided to do after I got turned down and beat up so many times by the church, by the ministers at the time, what I decided to do was put these flyers together, you know, because we didn't have the communication that you have today. We had to do everything with flyers, word of mouth, telephone calls, that kind of thing. So we took flyers and put them on the cars on Sunday morning, and the people who were interested, you know, would respond. And we may have to go back to that tactic because people have to wake up. And we feel that there's nothing that we can do, and I think that's because of the fluoride. We do have a power.
Right.
We are the most powerful people on the planet who don't use our power. You know, so, again, we got to be awakened. We got to come together and then have no fear of these people. We have people saying, oh, they got tanks and they got guns and they got this and they got that. Yeah, but we got a spiritual power that they don't know nothing about, and we got to learn how to use it.
Well, you know, one thing that's amazing is doing some research on Adolf Hitler, and you know, we know that Adolf Hitler was really just the figurehead for a very powerful elite society behind him. And one thing
absolutely.
That those Nazi Germany did is they studied black people. They studied melanin. One thing I want to let the people know, this nanotechnology that you see in these movies, you see it on G.I. Joe, you see it in a lot of TV shows, nanotechnology was based upon melanin because they know the melanin in our skin is like a coagulant. Once it's hit with light, it starts to pull together and do stuff to protect. And if you look at this nanotechnology, that's what that does. And I was blown when I read this, sir. I think it was Bobby Hemmer, one of these guys, had said it. When I did the research, that's exactly where they got it from. So they studied us. They studied our behavior. They studied our culture. And these same white supremacy is based on that. The power elite know our history. And I know that's the main reason why I want to keep you down. And, you know, that's what really amazes me is that it's not even hidden no more. There's really no secrets. Pretty much everything's out there. What's your take on that, sir?
Well, you know, my take is this. We're the first man. We're created in the image of the Creator. And we have the power. Again, we're asleep at the switch. We've allowed these people through our kindness and our gentleness to allow them to take over. Now they're out of control, totally out of control. They want to be us so bad. Until they are trying to eliminate us so that we're not around, that they would have to look at us. But that's not going to happen. There is going to be an intervention. And I've just like I said, I've been asking people to pray for divine intervention because we can't handle them militarily. Forget it. We can't. But I've always said that I told the brothers back in Overtown, back in the 80s, when the next time an officer killed a brother on the street, when the wagon comes to pick the brother up, make sure they're picking up the cop. Do not kill innocent people who have nothing to do with this, you know, and that's just been my take. I don't like to see riots. I've been through five of them, and I really don't. It's an ugly thing, and we lose because we're not prepared to deal with that. It's not right to start off with.
Well, you know, sir, one thing that I've learned. Oh, there you go, Drop Bones. How you doing, bro? Can I say this real quick?
Ask your question. Ask your question. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
Okay.
One thing
that I really want to say tonight, Brother Ray, is, and I think a lot of times our brothers and sisters think they're doing good with rioting. And don't get me wrong, white people on this radio station realize white people have rioted too. They've rioted Rosewood, Black Wall Street. There was another Wall Street in Durham, North Carolina. They've
absolutely.
Done this too. So this is not something that, when they say riot, it's always synonymous black. They've done it too, and they've done it more than once. So what we understand is I want African Americans to know that once you riot, that is what they want you to do because that's when they start to implement certain types of laws. If this guy that was just on the phone not too long say they just did martial law, now we know that there's laws been with martial law before, but they want to implement it, and they use black people to do certain things to make the movement for certain types of laws. the drug laws. You know, we must understand that this is how they play the game. They don't play checkers. They play chess. And you're right, Brother Ray, we're not going to win a physical war. That man, just that is his life. He is a physical creature by nature, but we're spiritual by nature, which is powerful than physical. And until our people understand that, we're going to continue to lose. It's a spiritual war, and they can't win that war because they are not natural, and they are not from the beginning, and they know that.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
Go ahead,
brother. Hey, Brother Ray,
also, when you answer, Brother Ray, give the number. Somebody just emailed me. They want you to announce your number again.
Okay. My number is 786-389-3274. And my email is edenvillage39@yahoo.com.
All right, go ahead. Finish what you were going to say.
Yeah, one of the things about dealing with this white supremacy is that, and I've always said this, that it's not black versus white, it's wrong versus right. Every brother ain't a brother, every white man ain't your enemy. But, however, that means to me that we as a people, black people, first man, ought to stand on our own 2 feet and accept the help of anybody who wants to help us but not control us and not lead us. We can lead ourselves. And I'm just praying that one day we'll wake up and understand that. And as during my tenure at SCLC in Miami, I refuse to accept control or, should I say, donation from corporations that I knew controlled our communities. And I wouldn't do that. Yes, it cost me a lot. It cost me a lot, believe it. I could have been one of the richest black men in the state if I chose to take their money. But we've got to understand that what the Creator has given us, nobody else has that but us. But we've got to come together and show the world how to get out of this mess that these creatures who have come and created our problem of hatred and despair, they have to go, and I think we just have to demand that the Creator move them out. Hello?
I think he's gone again, Brother Ray.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear me?
Yeah, I heard you.
It sounded like it was gone.
Yeah, I mean, around this time they get rough on it. But I think one thing that the listeners heard you say was that it's time for them to go. I think one thing our people don't understand, and this is not to put anybody down. We've been on this planet for, basically, they say they can't even date us sometimes. And one thing we must understand, a lot of these people are brand new. When I mean 10,000 years, maybe 12. If a man has only been here for a certain amount of time, he's not the natural man. That's just a fact. So if he's running society and he's not the original, then you can understand why the world is in the shape it is. And I think this is where we have to come. Now, are we mixed with it?
Yes. Hold on, before you get to the comment, I just got back on. We got a minute left in the show, everybody. Sorry to cut you off like that, but we got a minute left in the show. And those of you who want to stay on, we'll stay on a few more minutes. They put an email to me where they asked me, mentioned that all banks are controlled.
Hello?
Yeah, me and you again.
You did it again.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's all I was going to say to people. The thing that I wanted to say, Brother Ray, is that the power elites know our history. There's a reason why they keep us at a deficit. And the majority of our people don't know and sometimes don't want to know. They think it's just as this is how it's always been. But I've always believed that when a man knows your history, make sure he keeps you at a deficit if he knows that you are the original. And that's what I think is hidden.
Yeah, they want to stay in power and in control, but you know, in that